Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Investor Conference Call for Nakoda Group of Industries Limited, hosted by Orim Connect. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Janhvi Patil from Orim Connect. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you. I am Janhvi Patil from Orim Connect, Investor Relations of Nakoda Group of Industries Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank each one of you for joining us today for Nakoda's first earnings conference call to discuss the financial and business performance for second quarter and half-yearly result ended 30th September. This has been an affirmative period for the company, known for its strong presence in the tutti frutti and food processing segment. The company has taken a significant strategic step into the FMCG space with the launch of its energy drink under the brand No Control. The early market response has been positive, with rising distributor interest and expanding availability across traditional trade, modern retail, and quick commerce. Now, I'm pleased to introduce the members of the management team present with us today: Mr. Jayesh Chaudhary, Whole-time Director; Ms. Sakshi Tiwari, Chief Financial Officer. With that, I now hand over to Mr. Jayesh Chaudhary for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Q2 and H1 financial year 2025-26 earnings call. This has been an important period for the company, marked by strong strategic progress and continued strengthening of our business fundamentals. Over the past few months, we have remained focused on building a more diversified and consumer-oriented business platform while ensuring stability and consistency in our core operations. One of the key highlights this year has been the launch of our new beverage brand, No Control, marking our entry into the high-growth energy drink and flavored carbonated beverages segment. This strategic move expands our presence beyond the traditional food processing category and positions us to capture the strong consumer shift towards youth-focused FMCG categories. The early response has been encouraging, with rising offtake, repeat orders, and growing interest from distributors. To support this momentum, we are strengthening our distribution architecture with a balanced focus on traditional markets, modern retail, and digital channels. Our presence across B2C, e-commerce, and quick commerce platforms, including Blinkit, has widened consumer access and enhanced visibility. We are also onboarding additional distributors across Tier 2 and Tier 3 regions to deepen market penetration. At the same time, the core food processing business continues to remain resilient and stable. With an established footprint across 23 states and a strong export presence, we continue to serve marquee clients across ice cream, bakery, confectionery, catering, and institutional segments. Consistent product quality and reliable supply continue to reinforce customer confidence. We are also investing in operational enhancements, automation, digital upgrades, and tighter expense control to strengthen productivity, reduce wastage, and further streamline our cost structure. Now, I'll come to our financial performance. Q2 and H1 financial year 26 have delivered a strong financial turnaround, supported by improved demand, higher efficiencies, and enhanced product mix. revenue increased 58% year-on-year in Q2 and 20% year-on-year in H1, reflecting broad-based traction across both core and new categories. Importantly, profitability strengthened meaningfully, driven by improved operational efficiency and a notable increase in trade volumes. Trade continues to offer better margins, and the scale-up in trade activity during the period contributed significantly to the improvement in gross margins, EBITDA margins, and overall profitability. The company reported positive EBITDA, EBIT, and net profit in both Q2 and H1. EBITDA reached 103.37 lakhs in Q2 and rupees 186.87 lakh in H1, while net profit stood at rupees 25.11 lakh in Q2 and rupees 40.84 lakhs in H1. EBITDA margins improved to 6.99% in Q2 and 8.61% in H1, supported by disciplined cost management, operating leverage, and margin accretive tradings. On the balance sheet front, long-term borrowings reduced sharply from rupees 103.36 lakhs to 63.44 lakhs, while cash on cash equivalents nearly doubled to rupees 90.86 lakhs, strengthening liquidity and supporting future growth plans. Now, I'll come back to outlook of our company. Looking ahead, the company remains focused on four priorities: scaling the FMCG beverage vertical with deeper distribution and continuous product innovation, expanding presence across unrepresented domestic market with a strengthened sales and distribution network, enhancing digital and modern trade reach, particularly across quick commerce and organized retail, continuing operational efficiencies through automation, technology upgrades, and tighter execution. With a stronger business model, a diversified product portfolio, and improving financial fundamentals, we are well positioned to sustain growth momentum and deliver long-term value to all stakeholders. Thank you. We will now move to the detailed review of our performance. And with that, I would like to open the floor for the question answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Jay Minaria from Minaria Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi,
we can hear you. Yes,
yes.
Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you so much.
So, I have a question regarding the revenue. So, how much of the quarter two revenue came from the agro-based business, and how much came from the new energy drink which you launched?
Right now, the entire revenue came from the existing business, because we have launched energy drink from 28 October. And the revenue of the product will come in the quarter three.
Okay.
The entire revenue which we got it from in the quarter two, that we got it from our existing business. So it means that the revenue which is already grown up, that is from the existing business itself. And now we think that the revenue will increase more as new business will be added in quarter three.
Okay, sir. And sir, we saw EBITDA margins from -1.87% to 7% roughly. So what structural changes did we do?
Like, first of all, we have reduced the debt. The long-term borrowings got down. So that's why the financial cost came reduced. Secondly, the revenues also increased. That has compiled, the profit also. And we have controlled expenses. So basically, all together has increased EBITDA and profit margin.
Okay, sir. And sir, currently we are selling our products on Blinkit and Quick Commerce apps.
Yeah, just now we have started this basically. This Blinkit will, I guess, it will start from last, like it has been started from last 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, do we have presence in the traditional stores like such as Reliance or
Yeah.
DMart, or are we planning to do that?
Yeah, we are planning for that. For initially, we started with Quick Commerce, and
Okay.
now we are appointing distributors. We have already some distributors, but we are appointing specific distributors for the energy drinks, and we are trying to connect the existing distributors of Coke or Pepsi, or the distributors which left the distribution of Coke or Pepsi due to some marginal issues. We are connecting to them and we are appointing them because they have a good knowledge of spreading the material in the retailers, because they have a good market and the channel setup, so they can do it easily. So that will give a presence in the market basically.
Okay. And so we also saw a sharp decline in the other expenses. So from 121 lakhs to 46 lakhs year-on-year.
Yeah. So we are controlling
So
actually the expenses part very well. And the second thing where the revenue is increased, that's why as compared to that, you can see that the expenses percentage will be less only if you compare the figures. So that's why the percentage dropped down.
okay, sir. And sir, about the raw papaya capacity. So sir, I can see that we have 100 metric ton per day capacity. And the utilization is currently around 8 to 10 metric ton per day.
No, that is the 8 to 10 metric ton is the finished product capacity, and
Okay.
100 metric ton capacity is for the raw material processing.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, any plans to increase the current utilization or do any additional CapEx for the same?
Right now we are utilizing in the Tutti Frutti business, we are utilizing around 60% to 65% capacity of finished goods. Currently we don't have any plans for the CapEx increase, but I think we will increase the utilization first.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more thing, like, are we having any plans to export in the export market? So,
We are
basically, I
already
think,
doing export to more than, I guess, 20-25 countries,
Okay.
including like US and South American countries also we are doing exports. And this export business, we have a very good hold in the export business. I think in this category, Tutti Frutti category, we share around 60-70% market, export market. Whatever the quantity is getting exported from India, in the Tutti Frutti product, I guess we are exporting, directly exporting and direct exporting through merchant exporters around to 60-65% quantity.
And so what
Whatever the
percentage
export.
of revenue comes from the exports versus the imports, like?
We don't do any imports. We do only exports.
Local selling of the product.
Local. Okay. So domestic and basically what we do, we do export sales through merchant exporters. So that are our direct customers only, like the international buyers are directly from our side only, but we do exports from merchant exporter, because if we directly export to the specific country, then we cannot appoint multiple distributors in same country. That will be a restriction. That's why we do merchant export. We do exports through merchant exporters, so that avail us to keep multiple distributors in single country. That gives us more visibility of the product in the country. So basically, I think we are doing around $1 million exports, like around 8 to 10 crores. That comes around 20% revenue, whatever we are getting in the entire year. Like 20%, 20 to 25% export revenue is there.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the current beverage production capacity?
We have done a contract manufacturing agreement with Patel Beverages, and they have a capacity of around 24,000 cans per day in one shift, like 1,000 boxes, like 24,000 cans per day. So there is no issue of capacity right now. We have sufficient capacity to capture market, and for the beverage brand, we are exploring like Maharashtra. We are initially starting up with Maharashtra, and then later on we will increase our business with Telangana and Chhattisgarh, and slowly we'll increase our range also. So basically, we don't have any problem of manufacturing capacity right now. The main thing is that how we market the product right now, and how we place our product, how we position our product in the retail market.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more question is like, yes, sir. So for the new product, we are planning some marketing. So
yeah,
what will be the average marketing spend?
I think we have already started the marketing plans, and we are started with social media marketing first, because that is more cheaper. Secondly, we are approaching to the basically our product is mainly sold in the clubs, in the pubs, and in the restaurants. So we are approaching to all these categories and approaching and placing our product there. So I think it will be around whatever the, like, we have placed around marketing expenses around 10% or 15% of the product. We have a budget of that.
Okay, and what's the gross margin for our new product?
Gross margin is around 40%.
40%. Okay, sir. I will join back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Aditya Mehra from Credent AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Can you use your handset mode, please, Aditya?
Just a second.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Is this audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, thank you for the opportunity. I had a few questions. How are you planning to gain market share on the new energy drink that you have launched?
Yeah. So as I told right now, that we are approaching clubs, and first of all, we will appoint distributors. Again, we are trying to appoint experienced distributor who have the knowledge of the market. in the beverages brands. So that will give us very, we will approach to the retailers very fast. And then we are placing our products to the A grade counters where the movement of the energy drink is more, and connecting to the clubs and basically marketing our product, and we have marketing our products to the clubs like pubs and clubs, placing our product there.
Okay, and our target market will be tier 1 or tier 2 cities?
Tier 1. First of all, metro cities, then tier 1.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone. Next question is from the line of Prachi Shah from Research Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Can you use your handset mode, please?
Sure. Is it better?
No, we are getting an echo. We can hear our own voice. Are you on a speaker mode?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, first of all, really congratulations for the new brand. And I have a question, like, what drove the decision to enter the energy drink and the flavored beverage segment?
Yes. Thank you so much. Basically, the company has thought that the leader of the market in energy drink is Red Bull currently, from last 10, 15 years, last 20 years. And there is not a big, there is no major player, Indian player, who is taking care of this market and selling energy drink in India. So the thought of the company was to bring Swadeshi drink, Swadeshi energy drink, instead of getting this energy drink. Like, India is buying around 11,000 crores or 12,000 crores energy drink product from outside India. So the thought was that to give Swadeshi energy drink to India in cheaper cost.
Okay, regards to the same, what can you help me with, like, what was the initial consumer response, the repeat order trend and the early transaction?
Yeah, we have just placed our product to the retailers and we got good review from the retailers as well as the consumers. We are getting small order of repeat orders, and I think in next 3 months we will get the exact position. That review, we have got it, very good reviews we got as compared to the leader of the market. Like, our product tastes unique and it's better than other competitors. But the exact repeat orders, I can say that it will take to analyze 1 quarter at least, that how we will get the repeat orders and how we will increase the sales. Basically, right now, this is the very early stage to tell this answer, basically. Because we have just started this product placing to the retailers.
All right. Also, can you confirm, like, you have 5 SKUs right now, right? Take the flavor.
Yeah.
Are there any... Yeah, you can continue.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so I was saying that, are there any plans to scale the product portfolio within the beverage vertical?
Yes. Currently, we have launched 3 SKUs. That is energy drink, classic, and pineapple coconut mixer. And the third one is mango and peach mixer. In pipeline, we have developed basically ginger ale and kiwi and lime. We will be launching this in next 2 months, and we will scale up also. We will also add few more SKUs with different flavors of mixers as well as we are also adding up no control mineral water. This will side by side promotion basically. This will help us to promote our mixers, because like mineral water demand is more and visibility will increase. The brand visibility will increase because mineral water is more faster moving product as compared to energy drink. This will help us to promote energy drink visibility as well as the mixer visibility and the brand, entire brand visibility. So in next few months, you can see no control mineral water and few more SKUs in the beverages.
Prachi?
Yes. So, it does. I have one more question. So, you said for both the mineral water and beverages sector, like, is it vast, and how much are you planning to scale the product portfolio for the same? Like, what is the revenue? Can you let me know the expected revenue contribution as well for FY26 and 27?
I think that 25-26 will be a it's early phase, but we can see that financial year 26-27 the revenue will be we feel that it will be almost double, because this segment is very different and entire new distribution channel is required. And in financial year 2025-26, we will set up everything, and then the result will come basically from financial year 26-27. So we see that there will be a exponential growth basically in the revenue.
All right. Thank you. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Jay Manaria from Manaria Investments. Please go ahead. Jay, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
So, well, I have a question regarding the cash conversion cycle and the trade receivables. So yes, we saw that the trade receivables have reduced. So have you changed our credit policy or something?
No, we have not changed any credit policies. But I think in the entire market right now, the cash liquidity is more. And as the demand of the product is more, so our customers usually don't keep too much of credit. Basically, they release the payment because we have the policy that like if some due, bills are due and they need more material, like they have more orders, so they have to clear the old bills. So that's why the cash cycle is, we have got good cash cycle in this, so that has been it has been improved due to more orders.
Okay, sir. And sir, what's the target cash conversion cycle we are targeting for, like, financial year 26 and 27?
I think this is the best right now. And for the energy drink, we are trying to get the payments in advance. But I think in 6 months, like in two quarters, we will improve more in the cash cycle, because our beverages brand will increase the cash equivalent.
Okay, sir. And so for the financial year 25, we saw that the operating cash flows was negative. So when do you expect that the operating cash flow will turn to positive?
Basically, this will increase slowly now, because we have reduced the long-term debt. It is almost nil, like it's already reduced. So the cash flow will also improve side by side in this, because the EMIs was very heavy and that has been reduced now.
Okay, sir, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Janvi Patil from Orem Connect for the closing remarks. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the call today. On behalf of Nakoda Group of Industries Limited, we appreciate your time and participation. For any further queries, please reach out to us at letsconnect@orem.in. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Orem Connect, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.